is said to be dreamy and understanding that there is no Lila avatar at that time, it means in Kali Yuga. But we have Kalki and Buddha appearing in the in Kali Yuga itself. So how do we understand this? There are different ways. One of the points is that there is the understanding that Kali Yuga is, okay, going from another perspective of Buddha and Kalki coming. See, they are not considered the Yuga avatars because neither of them teach the Yuga Dharma. Buddha comes and teaches some doctrine, that's not Yuga Dharma. And Kalki is coming at the end of Kali Yuga. Yuga Dharma is to be taught at the beginning of the Yuga so that it can be practiced in the Yuga. So Kalki is also not the Yuga avatar. So in that sense, that their reference does not apply to the Triyuga epithet. So Triyuga primarily refers to that he comes in the Yuga and reaches the he manifests his pastime in the Yuga. So now, as far as the Leela avatar is concerned, ultimately any system of taxonomy system of classification, if we have a map, okay, this is where Bengal and this is where Orissa begins. Now in real life, it's not that always there will be a fence marking, this is Bengal and this is Orissa. So taxonomy does not transform into real life in a very precise way. Sometimes you may say someone is a Leela avatar, but every avatar may perform Leela. So how do we, so here the Yuga avatar will perform the Leela. So is that a Yuga avatar or is that a Leela avatar? So even this classification which is done in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita and it's also from Krishna Asthika Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is not a black and white classification. But avatar can fall here but cannot fall there. The main point is that from one perspective, Kali Yuga is an age which is reserved for people who are godless. And such people want to delight in godless activities. The sin is always, the virtue and sin that are there in all ages, at all times. But in Kali Yuga, not only is sin more in quantity, but sin is glamorized. And that's how degradation becomes much, much greater. So Kali Yuga is a place where people want to engage in wholesale activities. And then the external understanding of this is that of three reasons. That Kali Yuga is forsaken by the Lord. Because people are so given to godlessness, then God says, what is the point of coming here? It's like there are sometimes even big metropolitan cities. There are certain areas which are known to be filled with crime. And if we go there and we get robbed and then we go and tell the police, we got robbed. But the police say, why did you go there? Even we don't go there. So if the police have abandoned that area as a lawless area. So one understanding is that this Kali Yuga is like that. It is for people whose souls want to be godless, so God is okay with godless. But this is only the vision based on law. But there is a vision based on love. And when it is like, there is a person which is charitable, normally, but if there is a catastrophe, there is a tsunami, there is an earthquake, then that charitable person becomes even more charitable. So from the spiritual perspective, God is not related with us just as a lawmaker. He's like a loving father. And from the spiritual perspective, Kali Yuga is like a spiritual catastrophe. And because it's a spiritual catastrophe, so the Lord, He becomes even more merciful. And thus He manifests in an avatar which makes the highest, makes spiritual elevation much more easily accessible. Just to name something. So in that sense, the Lord comes, but as you said, He comes with Channa avatar. He doesn't come with a directly manifest avatar. So because He will, the avatar is a directly manifest, His Godhood. So that's why He is sometimes not counted as one of the avatars. And thus that three yogi as a designation can also be understood to be true in one particular sense of the word. What is your question? Thank you.